and running on a Sunday afternoon. Gorgeous Sunday afternoon. How's everybody feeling? How's everybody doing? It is Gordon Damer with you here on The Fan. I can't say overnight oasis. Your midday oasis? I don't know. It doesn't really work. But we'll figure it out. We got some time to do so. The number, of course, you know, 888-808-1019. Man, do we got enough stuff to talk about? Lots to get into, plenty to discuss, and we'll do so as we take you up until 5 o'clock. So for the next 4 hours, we will discuss everything in the world of sports. And look, I understand the Mets are getting ready to get underway, but let's be honest. This is the Mets' time right now. They are the big story. And I know it's been pointed out before, but let's just point it out one more time just so we're clear. The pivot going from the Knicks championship run, the joy, the jubilation, the experience of watching the Knicks, our Knicks, win a championship for the first time in 53 years, to pivot from that to the New York Mets has been jarring. I mean, it has been jarring. It's like all of a sudden we're back in the doldrums again watching this Mets team. But the other day, you finally got the news that I think we were kind of expecting earlier in the season, that the Mets parting ways with Carlos Mendoza. He is out as manager, Andy Green in on an interim basis. And a lot has been said, a lot has been talked about, but it's pretty clear, and we all get it. Anybody who's going to call up at 888-808-1019 and tell me that, you know, Carlos Mendoza, he wasn't really the main problem. We know he was not the main problem. But when you're as bad as the Mets are, and you're the manager of the team, you take the fall. You're the first person to take the fall. We understand Carlos, the amount of people, you know, Carlos Mendoza really wasn't the biggest problem. Yes, we know that. That's the arguments we've been making since they started 9-19. And the talk back then was, hey, they're going to have to fire the manager. It's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time. And then the Mets came out and said, no. We don't really blame Carlos Mendoza for what's going on. We're not going to fire him just because we're not playing well if we don't think it's his fault. At least not in April or May. In June, all of a sudden, it becomes his fault. So Carlos Mendoza is out. It was about as the most predictable thing. And even the Mets screwed that part up. If you were going to fire the manager after having a bad start, get rid of him earlier than later. Don't wait until almost July to make that move. You have just been treading water this entire time. If you have any hopes, and I don't know that we do as outsiders, but I'm thinking people within the organization, David Stearns and the front office, have some hopes of maybe making this look a little bit better. Maybe not playoffs, maybe not over 500, but not one of the worst teams in the league. If you're going to fire the manager, get on it sooner rather than later. Don't waste time. That's exactly what the Mets did. They wasted time. And that was a luxury they don't really have. They are not only battling the other teams, battling themselves, battling their own roster, but they're battling the clock. Now, would that have worked back then if they had fired him like the Phillies did at 9-19? Maybe not. But at least you have to do something. You can't just go along to get along. You got to do something. So sure enough, the Mets, after another bad streak, fire Carlos Mendoza. But what it shows you is that baseball, and we kind of all know this, but it's just further proof, baseball is a GM's game. You know, each sport is different. But baseball, the person who's really in control of building a team, that is the GM. Football, it's a coach's league. NBA, it's a talent league. Baseball is a GM sport. He's the guy picking the players in the offseason, during the season, and it's almost like a little test. You put this group together, you have a little chemistry set, and then you throw it out on the field for 162, and you see how it plays out. And the way it's played out so far for the Mets, it's like Chernobyl over there. It's not good. It's not what you're looking for. But we all know. We're all in agreement. So don't call up at 888-808-1019 and tell me, you know who I really think is to blame for this is David Stern. Yes, of course it's David. Who else would it be? Of course it's David Stearns. He put together an atrocious team. He has put together really the most egregious failure right now and for a good while in New York sports. Think about how David Stearns has failed. It's not just the moves that he's made or the moves that he has not made. He has been able to be a failure. His team has been a failure, despite the fact that he has two things that any team, any GM, any sport would love to have. No budget and no salary cap. With no budget and no salary cap, you can't get a team that's halfway decent. We've watched what the Mets have been, and it ain't just this year. It ain't an outlier. It's not, oh, they're just having a bad season. This has been a continuation of last year. And I know I'm not telling anything to Met fans they don't already know. What has to concern you is that the more that David Stearns does, the worse it gets. The longer he's here, the worse it gets. When he first got here, that first year wasn't great, but he had just got here, made a couple of tweaks late in the season. You know, Iglesias, you know, little things here. Mets get hot at the end, get into the playoffs, get to the National League Championship Series, fade out. Okay, fine. That was an acceptable year. Wasn't a great year, but it was an acceptable year. I think they won 89 games, made the playoffs, got into the tournament, got deep into the tournament. Okay, away you go. The next year, he makes more moves. Now, I don't really give him credit for Juan Soto, but he is the guy running the show, so it goes on his ledger. They bring in Juan Soto. You figure, okay, we got to the National League Championship Series last year. We're bringing in Juan Soto. We're going to be better. And for a little while, they were, until they weren't. And they've never recovered after that hot start last year. And it's long enough now to say this is what the Mets are. This is what this group is. What's the record since that hot start? I think it's like 72-102 or something along those lines. They're a terrible team. They're one of the worst teams in the sport. And no matter what metric or measure you use, the Mets are one of the worst teams in the sport. This despite no budget, no salary cap. How is that possible? How is that possible? You know, when David Stearns was coming here, you thought, well, David Stearns is going to do a good job. He was able to do a good job when he wasn't able to spend any money. Can you imagine what it will look like when he has some money to spend? I don't think that any of us were expecting this. Oh, my goodness. No budget, no salary cap, and you're still one of the worst teams in the sport? And what makes it more egregious is the other teams that are among the worst teams in the sport don't have no budget. They have no salary cap, but they have no, it's not like they have no budget. They can just spend whatever the hell they want. That's the case with the Mets. And yet they're still this bad. So of course this goes on David Stearns. He is to blame. Who else could be to blame? I mean, you can blame the players, but the players didn't show up outside Citi Field and say, hey, is there a game today? David Stearns went out and brought those players in. And if you were to put together a list, if you were to put together an album of David Stearns' worst hits, it would rival any band in the history of music in terms of the worst hit. Like if they're against their greatest hits, his worst hits, it would be banger after banger. And he hasn't even been here that long. Frankie Montas, the Simeon trade. Jorge Polanco, Luis Robert Jr. Has anyone seen Luis Robert Jr.? Where is Luis Robert Jr.? Even moves that we thought, well, that won't be so bad. Bo Bichette turned out to be bad. It's all bad. Outside of maybe Clay Holmes, who's not pitching. All right, yeah, you make 50 moves. One or two of them are going to be halfway decent. We're looking for a little higher batting average than one or two moves. When you've made as many moves as David Stearns has made here the last couple of years. And what would have to frighten Met fans, and I'm sure it does, want to hear from you at 888-808-1019, it's clear David Stearns is not going anywhere. He's here. They had the press they fired the manager. They had the press conference. And now they are going to play this out for the rest of the season. And the fact that there is a almost certain work stoppage at the end of the year, it's clear that David Stearns is not in jeopardy of losing his job. I would be stunned beyond belief if after this season, heading into a work stoppage, that Steve Cohen comes out and says, hey, you know the guy who I waited 2 years to be able to get after having basically spinning the wheel of GMs before he got here and having a bunch of them in a short period of time? Yeah, I'm going to fire that guy. Now, that's not to say that David Stearns deserves to keep his job. If we're talking about the fantasy where we where fans rule, yes, obviously he would be out on his ear, among other things. But we don't live in that world. We live in the reality world. And the fact that David Stearns, it took so long for Steve Cohen to get him. He's not really been here all that long. And the fact that there's a work stoppage coming up tells you that, I'm sorry, Met fans, David Stearns is not going anywhere. He is going to be your GM moving forward for whenever baseball resumes, if it's 2027, 2028, or beyond. And just to put a little, before we get to the phones here at 888-808-1019, I keep hearing about Carlos Mendoza. You know, it's not primarily, I would agree, it's not primarily his fault, right? The baseball is a sport where the GMs have the power. Managers now, it's almost like the hockey. I mean, they just swap these guys in and swap these guys out. And it seems like there has never been less metrics to judge a manager, right? Like, you used to judge a manager by specific things, putting the lineup together, pitching, you know. It doesn't really feel that way anymore because it feels like everything is managed from above. But I would say, when you're as bad as the Mets have been, Carlos Mendoza is not without fault. I don't think that Carlos Mendoza did a very good job. And I don't know what we're judging managers on anymore, but when you're as bad as the Mets have been, everybody's to blame, including the manager. And he, unfortunately, for that position, and you know this going in, and you don't get to make a deal with the devil and then complain about the heat. When you're a baseball manager, you realize if things ain't going well, you're going to be the first one that gets fired. Maybe they make a trade. Maybe they shake things up internally. Other ways, they already got rid of the coaching staff. You came into the year knowing that you were on the hot seat and you were responsible for something that you didn't put together. That's just part of the deal, man. So for Carlos Mendoza, there are things that you can point to and say he did not do a good job of this or do a good job of that. Because is he the most to blame? No. But what solutions was he putting forth? Was he able to point to, can you point to anything and say, you know what, Mendoza really did a good job of that. And before he got fired, there was another example, and they're not the major things. But after the six-error game, the next day, Marcus Semien was put on the IL. And they asked him, you know, what's the deal? He said, oh, well, he's been battling this thing for a couple of weeks now. And okay. Well, that's not Carlos Mendoza's fault that Marcus Semien was battling whatever injury it was for the last couple of weeks. Why was he batting in the heart of the lineup during that time? Why was he not given a day off? Why did he play both games of a doubleheader? If he's been battling this and it's been well known in the clubhouse for this period of time, why was he doing what? That makes no sense. Now, was that a Carlos Mendoza decision or was that something that came from above? I don't know. But at the end of the day, it falls on the manager. So I get that we don't, I mean, it feels like nowadays we don't know what the baseball managers do. How are we judging the baseball manager outside of wins and losses? But I think that no matter how you judge the baseball manager outside of wins and losses, Carlos Mendoza is not going to look too good. There's no other way to put it. 888-808-1019, the telephone number, 888-808-1019. All right, let's get some phone calls in here. We'll start things off with John is in Queens. John, I'm hitting the button and nothing is happening. Alex, I don't know why. I don't know if I have fat fingers or what. John in Queens, you're first up on the fan.
Hey, Ron.
What's going on?
I am. You know what? I I can't believe. Listen, Carlos Mendoza is a great guy, obviously. Yeah. People waxed poetic about this man.
Yeah.
For the last 2 days, all I've heard was these ridiculous stories about how wonderful.
Yeah.
And he is. He's a great guy. You know what else he is? A horrendous manager. Horrendous. And let me tell you, do me a favor. Look at all the teams above the Mets in the standings right now and name three that you'd rather have their roster than our roster, even with the injuries we've had, with one of the best players in baseball. And he has absolutely managed this team into the ground. And with all our injuries and all the faults and the disjointed roster that we have, I understand it's disjointed. I get it. And I understand how bad Stearns has been. He has. But he hasn't put a roster together. He hasn't given this man a roster that's 13 games under 500 roster. He's given them a roster that should be a few games over 500, kind of treading water until their second best player, who hasn't played all year, comes back. Hasn't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand. And I'm not even getting into the nitty gritty of the egregious managing errors. Six errors. That's not indicative of the players. That's the head. That comes to the head. That comes to accountability.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, well, look, John, you know, in terms of the roster, and John, thanks for the phone call. There are teams certainly that have better rosters than the Mets. You know, I'd much rather have the Phillies roster, the Braves roster, a bunch of teams in the Central. But you're right, in terms of the Marlins or the Nationals or stuff like that, you can't make the argument that Carlos Mendoza was doing a good job with the tools that he had, because they're as bad as any team is in Major League Baseball. It's just the way it is. You have to be able, what could you possibly point to that would say, you know what, Carl, outside of the fact that the media loves him, I get it. And that just shows you, right? Like, if you're a halfway decent guy to the media, man, they're going to go to bat for you. Just shows you how it works. There's not a lot that you can point to Carlos Mendoza. And, you know, there's another thing that I saw, and I don't know how prevalent this is among Met fans, but people who are trying to defend Carlos Mendoza pointing to the fact, well, there was so much change. There was so much change in the offseason. These players, they're very unfamiliar with each other. Well, they were familiar with each other last year. What happened? They were better last year, but they weren't that much better. They were better over the first half of the season, but the second half of the season, it kind of looked like this. So here, at the end of the day, you're only as good in baseball as the talent you are given. But it's hard to make the argument that Carlos Mendoza, even with a bad roster, was getting the most out of this talent. Mainly because so much of the performance of this team is terrible. Like, how could you make the argument that the pieces on this team are being elevated as a result of the manager? You can't. But this is the firing Carlos Mendoza, that's the easy part. That's easy. And it'll get the headlines and it'll get the fans, you know, they'll get their pound of flesh or their pint of blood or whatever part of the thing they're looking for. But at the end of the day, the Mets' problems are bigger than Carlos Mendoza. Now, maybe they get hot with Andy Green. That's why sometimes you fire the manager and something just clicks. And if there was ever a time in terms of strategically when to fire the manager, this would be it, with Lindor back now and Soto ready to go. If they're ever going to make a run, this would be the time to make a run, although the schedule is difficult, right? You get the Phillies, you get the, you know, like the schedule starting in June all of a sudden got a lot more difficult. But firing Carlos Mendoza, that was the easy part. The real focus of this, and I think that this has been true for fans, is David Stearns. He is the person who put this team together. He's the person, this is like blaming the waiter who brings you the food when the chef put together the food and didn't exactly follow the rules of the recipe, or, you know, pick things out of the trash and started to feed it to you. That's a problem. And unfortunately for Met fans, that problem is not going away.